You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. It's now time for the Business and Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berubes. Brent, how are you this morning?
Jim, I'm doing pretty good.
I can't get my mouth in gear. I don't know why, but I'm trying to get it in gear. Listen,
you can. The way you pronounce my name is no problem at all compared to some of the other things I've been called in my life. So.
Listen, 2014 is going to be a unique year. We've got the Olympics coming up. We got the Paralympics coming up. It's been an incredible year. 2013 was successful in so many ways. What are the hot industries for sponsorship in 2014? Where are we going to see the direction go this year?
Well, I mean, I started to look at this the other day, and I was writing, going to write a Tuesday morning commentary on it. And it's interesting because you're right. I mean, when we start looking at Sochi's coming up quickly, and we've got the Olympics and the Paralympics, and then we're a year and a half out from 2015 in Toronto. It's going to be an exciting year for 2014 for sponsors and for properties that are selling sponsorship. So I started to look into who are the hot emerging trends, not necessarily just for 2014, but you better get on the boat in 2014 for going forward, and really came up with, you know, three good new sectors that people need to be doing some prospecting on and taking a look at. I'd say the first one is the home care, home health care. I mean, our aging demographics, I mean, what do they say within the next decade or so or a couple of decades, 25% of our population will be over 60 or 65 years of age. And this is an audience that right now is very sports-minded, whether they have children or grandchildren that are playing in sport, whether they've got their own children that are maybe at the Olympic level or at the at the pro level, and we start to look at it, and they're also involved in sport. There's healthier lifestyles today than there ever have been for those that are in tune with their bodies, and they're lasting longer, they're living longer, and as a result, the home healthcare industry is huge. And so I think on the Apple App Store alone, there's over 13,000 health-related apps. So this is a sector that I think people should be talking to, whether it is the places like the long-term care facilities, you know, for 50-plus, the home builders that are building for 50-plus demographics, the co-op and shoppers home health care properties, all that sort of stuff. That's where there's going to be some big opportunity to start some growth and some sponsorship revenue for organizations and sport organizations.
Wow. You're listening to The Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist President Brent Berubes. Brent, that's number one. What's two and three?
Well, the other one I was looking at is online education. And I mean, when we look at some of our athletes today, I mean, they train so hard and the hours that they're going through, they can't attend regular university. There's still a lot of people that are attending regular university and involved in sport, but the real high-performance athletes need to be someplace else. They need to be, and they're doing it online. And, I mean, when we start to look at it, just for the common person, not even looking at athletes, when we start to look at it today, a kid going through for a four-year degree, it's going to cost them $60,000. If that kid was born in 2013, so last year, by the time they're going into a four-year degree at university, it'll be $140,000. That's an awful lot of money.
That's scary.
It's really scary. So online education has increased dramatically. And in fact, in Alberta alone, there are over 800 courses from 16 different Alberta post-secondary educational institutions through the eCampus Alberta program. And this is another channel that I think is a great opportunity for properties and sport organizations to be out prospecting and talking to is the e-universities.
Wow. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, are those two you think going to dominate, or are they going to be where you see the greatest growth?
I think it's probably greatest growth. I don't believe that they're going to dominate. Let's face it. From the sports side, the continued growth of sport apparel, spending more and more money in sponsorship every year, but they're already spending billions of dollars, so it's pretty hard for them to grow by a massive percentage. But when we look at these two areas, home health care and online education, and the other one is just men's fashions. Men's fashion has grown dramatically. I mean, we're looking at the fact that it grew by... This seems like a small number, but 1% last year. And it's a $23 billion business, so that's a growth of $230 million. And the biggest growth area for men's fashion is in shoes. It grew 13% last year, where women's only grew about 3%.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
You know, I'm going to get a sponsor for my shoes every time I come on the program.
Well, you know what I always say about those guys that have great radio programs,
yep.
Right? They know how to dress for them.
Well, I'm going to have to keep that in mind. He's Brent Baruti. He's with the Partnership Group. Where can they get more information if they want to get a hold of you, Brent?
They can reach us at www.partnershipgroup.ca. That's partnershipgroup.ca.
He's Brent Baruti's. This has been the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist President Brent Baruti's. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to.